Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As I explained before, the readings of the Coptic month of Baba are about the power of God. And there are four things that human beings have no power over them. With all the advancement in technology and medicine and science, still we have no control or no power over them. These four things are sickness, nature, demons, and the death. Many diseases cannot be healed, especially the diseases of the nervous system, like paralysis. And in the first Sunday of Baba, the church showed us how God had power to heal the paralytic man, and He told him, "Arise, take up your bed and walk." The second, nature. All the science and technology cannot stop hurricane or tornado or earthquake from happening. Even sometimes, like in the earthquakes, they cannot even predict it. And it happens. But in the second Sunday, we saw the power of the Lord over the nature in the miracle of catching many fish. Also, no power over demons. Human being has no power over demons. Unless some spiritual people take and receive a gift from God to cast out demons, but regular human being cannot cast out demons. And last Sunday we saw how they brought to him a man who was deaf, mute, and blind because he was possessed with a demon. And the Lord was able to heal him. And today we saw how the Lord raised the son of the widow from death. Medicine has no power over death. The best cardiologist and the best cardiosurgeons die. And here the Lord Jesus Christ was able to raise this son from death. So our God is a mighty God. Our God is a powerful God. And He never used this power against us. Rather, He used His power to protect His children and His people. As we said yesterday in the Bible study, how even during the thunderstorm, David was not afraid because he knows that God will bless the people with His peace. So in the middle of thunderstorm, it was opportunity for him to meditate and reflect on the glory and honor of God rather than being terrified or afraid from the storm. And God actually empower us. His children, God wants them to be powerful. As He said to the disciples, "Don't depart from Jerusalem until you receive power from on high." In the miracle of today, we have this widow. Widow means she lost her husband. And at that time, the husband was the main breadwinner for the family. And if she lost her husband, then she has no financial support. And she has one son. And this son start to help his mother and to support her financially. And now this son was dead. And she is a widow. and she has no other children. So she lost the support that she had. And the Lord, when he saw her, he had compassion on her. Compassion means he saw her struggle. His heart was moved with compassion and love toward her. And the Lord saw it necessary to support this widow. So he raised this son, and after he raised him, as we read, he presented him to his mother. Presented him to his mother means the Lord is saying to him, do you know why I raised you from the death? To take care of your mother. That's why he presented the son to his mother, to take care of her. And in this message, actually a lesson to all of us. To what extent actually we care about our parents and our families. One of the Ten Commandments is to honor our parents. Honor your father and honor your mother. And I see many times the respect and the honor due to our parents is not there. And rather I see many children, they don't respect or honor their parents at all. And many conflicts between couples happen because one spouse wants to support his parent. It is our responsibility to take care of our parents as they took care of us and raised us. And this condition, this commandment, honor your parents, is non-conditional. Non-conditional means you cannot put condition to it. St. Paul, in his letter to Timothy, he said, if there is a widow that has a children or granted children, let them take care of her, to support her, so the church may take care of those who are really widows. And he meant by those who are really widows, those who has no support. So it is the responsibility of the children and the granted children to take care of their parents and their grandparents. Spiritually speaking, also the church is our mother. And we need to take care of the church. We need to take care of the needs of the church and to support the church. If we don't support our churches, who will support it? We are the children of the church. And that's why, if you study the Old Testament carefully, you will find that the tithe should go to the local church. The tithe should go to the local church, but to support the poor and the needy should be outside the tithe. So the message today is our responsibility toward our parents and our responsibility toward the church. As the Lord raised this man from death to take care of his mother, we ask the Lord to raise our hearts from the death of immorality. Because it is immoral when we don't take care of our parents. It is immoral when we don't support them if they need our support. So we ask the Lord to raise our children from this death of immorality, in order to be able to take care of our parents, grandparents, as well as our mother, the church.
Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.